how to run at them.
Run at them. You want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you have to do what to the horses? You have to...
Have
to
saddle them up, put the reins on, or bit them out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. When you're driving a horse, you mentioned reins. Is that what you hold in your hand when you ride?
Uh-huh.
What about if you're driving the horses? You still hold reins?
Yeah, you hold the reins.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. What do you call the things you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Have you ever plowed with horses or anything like that?
Never had in my life.
Mm-hmm. If something's not right here at hand, you say, it's not right here, it's just a...
Over there?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you're traveling, say you've been traveling, you still haven't finished your journey, you might say, well, I better stop here because I have a... What, before dark, I have a... See what I mean there?
No, I don't follow you, really.
Okay. Let's see, I can come back to that one.
Is that an appointment there? Is that what you're talking about?
You ever say you still, say you're going to from here to say Nashville or somewhere like that, and you only get about as far as Huntsville, and you might say, well, I better stop here. It's getting dark, and I still have what to go. I have
several miles to go.
Mm-hmm. And, if something's pretty common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, well, you can find that just about.
Just a few miles down the road.
Mm-hmm. And if someone slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell how?
He fell on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Fell backwards.
He falls this way, he falls
frontward.
Mm-hmm. And if you went fishing and somebody said, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
No, I ain't had a bite.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. A crying child might say, might come into you and say, well, John was eating candy and he didn't give me.
He wouldn't give me none.
Mm-hmm. And say someone broke your rake, you might say, well, don't worry about it. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Yeah. And let's see. Say that. You know a boy and he's spoiled, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
He'll have trouble later on.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. What do you call the trenches? You have a name for the trenches cut by the plow, so when you plow them?
There's a rose.
Mm-hmm. And, if you have a good yield or something, you might say, we raised a big...
Big crop?
Mm-hmm. And, if you got rid of all the brush and the trees and the land, you...
Clear the land.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is one that may not be familiar. What do you have any name for the second cutting of clover or grass?
No, I sure don't.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special name for a crop that comes up without being planted?
Bunch of weeds.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You know anything about growing wheat or anything like that?
I don't know anything about it. Never have seen it.
You know what sheet or what wheat would be tied up into?
Bundles.
Mm-hmm. And
or stalks.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term sheaf there?
Nope.
Sheaves. Mm-hmm. And if you had a good crop of say a corn, you might say we raised 40 what to the acre?
Bushels of corn.
Mm-hmm. And what do you know what you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of the oats?
Shuck it. I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And if you and another man have to do a job or something, and you might say, well, you and have to do it.
You gotta do your part.
Mm-hmm. And or say you want to tell him that the two of you have to do it, you say you and have to do
you
it.
You and me.
Mm-hmm.